defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
It's all Americans. Let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today. Thursday, October 27th, 2016, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So 12 days to go. 12 days to go. But first, do you like guacamole? If so, you better be ready to shell out just a little bit more money for avocados. Apparently, the growers in Mexico have decided that they're going to hold back. They're going to hold back the avocados because, well, they want more money. So typically what happens is we get about 40 million pounds, 40 million pounds of avocados shipped into this country every week. Well, the last few weeks, we're only getting 13 million, only 13 million pounds. I guess it's time to find a new condiment. All right, today's headlines. First, as the big day draws near, more and more Americans are lining up to vote early. While mainstream media thinks this is an advantage for Hillary Clinton, the early numbers in key swing states may actually favor the Donald. And another day, another batch of WikiLeaks emails points to corruption, this time straight from the White House. While the administration and Obama surrogates are coming up with excuses, we here on the Rhino Report, well, we're coming up with facts. Also, we have more bad news for people who get their health care through the Obamacare marketplace. These updated premium increases may leave some blue states seeing red. All that, plus it's Thursday, and that can only mean one thing. It's time to once again go pole dancing. We'll spend a considerable amount of time on today's show going over the latest trends. We'll also tell you about an iPhone and Android app you must download before you head out to the polls. And which state do you think has its school children pick the winner every 4 years? The answer might not shock you, but their decision this year just might. But first, let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have a lot to get to today. I mean, we have to unpack just a ton of stuff today, so you gotta hang in there today. We're gonna go through stuff quick, really quickly. But first, you got to check out rhinoreport.com. Rhinoreport.com. You got articles there. You got new Rhino Rancer there. You can sign up for the newsletter there. And you can also check out the newly refurbished RWBnetwork.com website. If you ever wanted to have your own podcast or be a writer, this is the time. Check out that website. A lot of information there. So, as always, follow me on Twitter at Rhino on Air, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O on Air. You can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport, or you can email me. You can always email me questions, concerns, comments, Rhino, R-Y-N-O at RWBnetwork.com.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind.
My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. Got a lot to do today. A lot to do, but you can always check out the old episodes of this show and, well, today's episode too if you want on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. We're all over the place. Also, rhinoreport.com. Well, they're all listed there, every single one of them. And like I said yesterday, we have a new show coming on board. All right? One of our writers for the Rhino Report, Tina, she's going to do a podcast once a week for now. Maybe she'll feel like doing more once she gets used to it, but she's going to do one a week for now, and we'll list that also on rhinoreport.com until we get her site up and running, and she'll also be listed on the RWB Network site. So that's kind of exciting stuff. She has some good articles there, and now instead of arguing with me, she can argue to herself, and you guys can listen. How about that? Sounds good to me. All right. This morning, I went to one of these business breakfasts, and while I'm generally not a fan of these things, I get lured in by the free eggs, you know, the free bacon. And they lure me in, and I go, all right, I'll listen to some guy talk about how great the economy is, because that's what they do. They just get together and tell each other how great things are. And if we could work together, the 12 of us could really own the area. Now, I don't really buy much of that stuff, but the bacon and eggs are pretty good. What surprised me a little bit, what surprised me was before this thing started, they said, let's say the Pledge of Allegiance. And I went, wow. Because how many times on this show have I said, you know, we just don't say it anymore. And that's why we do it here, because you get out of grade school, you get out of high school, whatever it is, and you're no longer saying the Pledge of Allegiance. So the next thing that I thought of was, is anyone going to know the words to this? I mean, I'm surrounded by a bunch of 50-year-olds. Who probably haven't said the Pledge of Allegiance in who knows how long. So, we say the Pledge of Allegiance, and yeah, I would say the majority of people weren't lip-syncing it. You know, it just took me a little bit off guard, but it went all right, and we figured out how to solve all the problems here in New York, apparently, over bacon and eggs. Also, one last thing before we get into today's really meat and potatoes. I guess you guys in Chicago were pretty excited, right? I mean, you beat the Indians last night. Was it 5-1? You know, I just can't get excited about the Chicago Cubs. I can't do it. There is so much bad blood between my New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs that I have a really, really hard time cheering for them. And I know that your fans are crazy. They're nuts. Believe me, I remember last year in the playoffs, they were nuts. They were visceral. On Twitter and Facebook and everything. I mean, we swept them out of the playoffs, so that didn't help matters. But once they lost, it was like, oh, you guys stink and the Royals are going to beat you. And they were so mad. I have a hard time now supporting that. But, hey, listen, they're in the World Series. Good for them. It happens once every 3 lifetimes, so I guess they should enjoy it. But the Indians, you know what? I don't think a lot of people thought they were going to be where they are right now, so that's fun to watch, too. And I think all of us think of Major League and Joe Boo and Charlie Sheen and all that stuff with the Indians, and it's always nice to maybe see them win, I guess, unless you live in Chicago, in which case you're not really for that. But anyway, that's enough of that stuff. You know, are you guys getting a little nervous? I don't know. I'm getting a little nervous because, I can't tell you. I can't come on the air, I can't talk to you and say, listen, Donald Trump's going to win, don't worry. I can't say that. We only know very few things at this point to be true. Forget the polling. Some polling is saying Donald Trump is up by 1 or 2. Other polling places are saying Donald Trump is down by 10 or 12. Although, as I called a few days ago, this ABC poll starting to come even closer together. You'll watch. Sunday morning, the poll will be 15 points spread again, just so they can get that poll on the Sunday morning shows. But for now, it was 12 points, then it was 9, now it's 6. All right, so Trump down by 6 in the ABC poll. Little spoiler alert there for our poll dancing. But I can't tell you right now that I know Donald Trump's going to win, because it's not a foregone conclusion. All we know at this point is that his rallies are bigger, the enthusiasm gap is bigger, and he set records. An unprecedented amount of people showed up for the Republican primaries this year. Those are the only three things we really know at this point. We can all say we know better than the pollsters. We can all say the polls are rigged. And that, yeah, maybe both of those things are true. Who knows? There are some polls that I look at and I say, yeah, you know what? The independent sampling is a little low. Or I say the Democrat sampling is a little high. But at the end of the day, these polls mean nothing. The only poll that matters is the one taken on November 8th. And we're seeing the early returns. Now, don't be confused. You're not getting results now. What you're getting is the amount of people registered to each party showing up. And in some states, you have a good turnout from Republicans. In other states, you have good turnouts from Democrats. And we'll go over all those a little bit later in the show because we have all those numbers here. And you can take them to mean just about anything you want. What we do know is that in polling, Donald Trump has done better with the crossover. Those who are registered Democrat who plan on voting for Donald Trump. But it's only by 1% or 2%. For a while, I would say right around the RNC time, just before the DNC. At that point, you were seeing like an 8 to 10% crossover in favor of Donald Trump. Now, it's a couple of percent. It depends on which poll you're looking at. We saw independents tighten up in the last, let's call it week. And then now they're starting to spread apart again. Now, in order to win this election by independent vote, which is sort of what has to happen, Trump needs to win that vote by about 10%, which is a pretty large cut, considering Republicans generally, or in the last few cycles anyway, have won that independent vote by only 5. So you need to make up another 5% somewhere along the line. Because there are about 5% more registered Democrats in this country. So he's going to need to win it by at least 8 or 10. Maybe there's less of a black vote. That's possible. We're seeing that in some states where there's less people requesting early ballots who are African Americans than in previous years. And I think the Democrats saw that coming. They can have President Obama out there on the stump, you know, trying to get some attention and draw some excitement for Hillary. But at the end of the day, it's not really going to happen for them. They'll never get the same turnout they got in 2012 and 2008. So is there hope? Sure, there's definitely hope. There's always hope. But don't look at the polls and don't listen to mainstream media and say, you know what? Hillary won, or Donald Trump has it in the bag, because nobody knows. They can flip the little colors on that screen with the different states, blue and red and yellow and gray, all they want. Nobody has any idea. Nobody. Except maybe the school children in one state we'll talk about later. That's kind of an interesting stat. I mean, you know, we have all these weird ways of picking the president, right? Well, we'll go over a few more weird ways today. Plus, we'll recap some of the things that came out this week and some new revelations about Obamacare. Hang in there, guys.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
America's longest-running annual All-Star Magic Show is celebrating its 60th anniversary, Saturday, October 29th, at the Wilshire E. Bell Theater in Los Angeles. This is your chance to see headliner magicians from New York, Las Vegas, and Hollywood's Magic Castle live on stage. Don't miss this one-night-only show. A full evening of amazing sleight of hand, comedy, audience participation, and spectacular stage illusions. Great tricks. It's a Halloween treat for the entire family. Tickets are on sale now at TicketsR.com. That's TicketsR.com. Or call 818-377-2101. It's the All-Star Magic Show. It's magic. October 29th at the Wilshire E. Bell Theater. Get your tickets now at TicketsR.com or call 818-377-2101. For more information, go to ItsMagicShow.com. That's ItsMagicShow.com. CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
What did you say?
Back by popular demand, your home for great comedy, the Sherman at South Point presents...
You watch three Law and Orders in a row, up too, you think you're on trial. Next thing you know, you put on a suit.
Joey Diaz. Joey Diaz, October 20th and 29th.
Like, I didn't rape nobody. I've been home all night with my gay...
Tickets to the box office online at southpointcasino.com or charge by phone 702-797-8055. Joey Diaz at the South Point, 18 and older.
What was that?
All right, guys, welcome back to this Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. A lot going on. There's a lot going on here. We got Project Veritas, right? That's always good news here. And is Hillary dying this death of a thousand cuts? It's possible. The numbers are starting to come together, but we knew they were going to come together. We knew they were going to put out these polls last week when you had early voting open up in some states that were going to show a big lead for Hillary. And we see that in the WikiLeaks emails. See, there's so many different cogs to this machine that it's almost tough to put it all into one timeline. If someone could do that, put everything into one timeline, it would be a lot easier. And maybe Donald Trump has to do something like that. Maybe he needs to do what Barack Obama did in 2008 and get a half an hour or an hour of airtime and just lay it all out there very, very simply. Maybe a half an hour. I wouldn't do an hour. That's too much to consume. We've been over that before. You have 20,000 WikiLeaks emails out, and you have these Project Veritas videos, which... total probably somewhere around 30 minutes, give or take. But that one Billy Bush video, that was what, 2 minutes and 12 seconds, whatever it was? That just about put the stake in the Trump campaign. So it's somehow, someone needs to make an aggregate of this. And you hear people talking about parts of it here and parts of it there, maybe your other favorite radio host. You know, you got to put it together because... It outlines this massive, absolutely massive amount of corruption. Hillary Clinton, forget being the possibly most corrupt person to ever run for president. She may be the most corrupt person ever. Ever. It's all there. She was in direct contact with PACs out there trying to organize this Donald Duck stuff to follow Trump supporters around and say Donald Duck's his taxes and try to bait them into a fight. You know, they were coordinating with PACs to get these agitators into these rallies to foment violence so that they could then use the media, who they were colluding with, And we've seen that through these emails, too. 65 different journalists were invited to John Podesta's house for a little cocktail party right before she announced, so they could get this message out there. Because if you remember, most of this violent stuff, most of the things that happened with these, you know, someone getting punched at a rally or an old man hitting somebody, whatever it was, most of that stuff happened during the primaries. It was not during the general. So they got this narrative out there very, very early. And they knew media would further it because they were in the tank or even in the pocket. Who knows? We could be hearing that next. Maybe they were in the pocket. We also know this stuff about the Clinton Foundation getting money from countries like Saudi Arabia and Qatar and different areas that not only put gays to death, but also in some of these countries, rape is legal. Marital rape is legal. Or you need 4 male eyewitnesses to corroborate a rape. There's so much corruption here that it's on so many different levels. It's not just the emails. It's not just the undercover videos. It's not just the fact that they coordinated to make sure Bernie Sanders would never be the nominee. And if I'm his supporters, if I'm one of them, I'm furious. Getting rid of Debbie Wasserman Schmuck was a very, very... It was going to happen anyway. Let's just put it that way. It was going to happen anyway. They go back a long time with this corruption. It's not new. We're just hearing about it now. And the way that WikiLeaks has been releasing stuff, nothing's really in order. Everything's kind of like, well, here's something from 2014, and here's something for 2016 and 15 or whatever else. It's got to be put down in just an aggregate somewhere and then somehow distributed easily, whether it's through 30-second commercials or one-minute commercials or whatever has to get done, because it is an absolute tremendous amount of corruption. And it won't stop. It's not like she's being corrupt just to get to the White House. It's going to continue. People who donated money to the Clinton Foundation, they didn't do it out of the kindness of their hearts. They're doing it because they'll get favors, because they'll get access, because this person could possibly be the leader of the free world. That's why they're doing it. And while we have to go on November 8th, we have to make a choice. And it's imperative you make that choice. Don't think for a second it's over in either direction. We have a decision to make on November 9th. Do we begin the process of rebuilding our country, or do we begin the process of defending our country? I'm ready for either one. I'm ready. Either one. And if Donald Trump loses, we have to have a long conversation with the Republican Party. Long conversation. And they'll hear it from me. That much I can guarantee you. All right, guys, hang in there. We have a lot more to get to.
The Anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, Remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
All right, guys, welcome back to today's Rhino Report. Remember to check out all the old episodes of the show. iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio, RhinoReport.com. Maybe we'll list a few in some skywriting. Put them everywhere. We'll put them everywhere. All right, so getting back to how we wrap our heads around all of this. Because to most of you listening to this show, you guys are already aware. I'm not breaking any real news with you. It's the other people who just start paying attention, you know, let's say like Labor Day or maybe around the conventions. It's like baseball fans, okay? There's three types of baseball fans. There's the fan who will watch every single game from the first game of spring training all the way through the last game of the World Series. Okay, there's the other fan, the second type, who will only start watching baseball when the playoffs come around. And then there's the third type that will watch baseball until their team is out of it and then forget all about it. It's kind of like that. That's how we break down how people are with politics, too. You're either really into it, partially into it, or you just don't care. And mainstream media wants you to think that, listen, this thing is over. It's over. People are sick of it. I don't know. I'm not sick of it. I could go another 6 months. I'm not sick of it at all. I love the back and forth. I love the standing up and fighting for the country. I love all of that. They want you to think that everybody's sick of it. So you have to go out and you have to vote early. Well, why do they want you to vote early? Well, they want you to vote early because they think if you get out there early, you'll go out and you'll vote for Hillary Clinton. What they will deem, what they think you'll deem to be the safe choice. There's only one reason why John Podesta had contact with polling companies asking them to sample differently to show a bigger Hillary lead, because they know people want to vote for the winner. It's a very common thing. Not everybody wants to be the underdog. See, me personally, I love being the underdog. I thrive being the underdog. But not everyone's like that. So they want you to get out there and they want you to vote early because they know if you vote early, you're probably going to vote Hillary. But that could backfire. There is so much support. This groundswell of support for Donald Trump, it could work in his favor too. There's just no way of putting a barometer on this. Again, we won't know until it may not even be November 8th. It may be after that. There are three or four scenarios developing where this thing gets locked up at 269 all. That's possible too. It's very possible Trump pulls out a district in Maine, the second congressional, the northern part of Maine. Very possible. It's very possible Hillary takes one or two congressional districts in Nebraska. And to get to that 269, Trump does not have to win Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is one of those kind of like red herrings. They always want to win it, but they never quite get there. Could this year be the year? I don't know. He's winning the entire state in polling, except for the very middle of Pittsburgh and then the Philadelphia area. It's a very similar setup to a lot of states, including New York. Donald Trump will win all of New York, but he will lose New York City, and he'll lose the state. That's how that's going to work. It's kind of the same in New Jersey. Northern New Jersey will vote for Hillary. The rest of New Jersey will vote for Trump. And that happens all over the country. That's not unique to this area. Look at California. Once you go in 50 miles from the coast, it's all red. The whole state's red. But those first 50 miles in from the coast, it's all blue. And they take the whole state. Which is why I have been saying it for a while. We need to change the way we do our voting. And not to make it benefit one person or the other, just to make it more representative. We should do our voting the same way Maine and Nebraska do it for the general. The state winner gets two votes, and the rest of it's divvied up by congressional districts. And that way you have a much more representative government. They'll never do it. The Democrats will never want to do that because we'd have Republican or conservative presidents from now until kingdom come. Because the entire country, for the most part, is red. There are just very, very little smatterings of blue here and there that happen to carry a lot of weight. California has 55 electoral votes. New York has 29. Right there. That's a tremendous advantage. Right now, 538, the website 538.com. Big liberal site, whether or not you know that. They give Donald Trump an 18% chance of winning. 18%. And this is based on all their big math and their polling. And, you know, they're all a lot smarter than we are. That's what they want us. Right now, they have Nevada, Florida, North Carolina, Iowa, Ohio, and Arizona going to Hillary. That's what they have. Donald Trump, 18% chance of winning. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Now, will this stuff about President Obama and the fact that he was receiving emails from a private email account that Hillary Clinton had, will that change things? Probably not. Because, again, President Obama is not the one running for re-election. It's kind of like when you go after Bill Clinton and you go after all of his sexual deviant activities. That's all well and good, and it's all horrific. But he's not running for president. In fact, I don't think he even wants to be in the White House, if you ask me. Because then everyone's looking at him. He's perfectly happy at his presidential library in Little Rock, Arkansas, where he has the top floor that's guarded by the Arkansas State Troopers, and they see who comes in and goes out. He's perfectly happy there, taking his Epstein flights to that pedophile island or whatever he's going to. I don't think he wants to be in the White House. But the emails, you know, you have Cheryl Mills and all these different people going crazy that how could President Obama say in March of 2015 that he learned about the email server the same time everybody else did? He can't say that. He can't say it because that's not true. We're seeing it in all the WikiLeaks dumps. See, as they're coming, WikiLeaks 19, 20, tomorrow's 21 probably. These are getting more damning. And we knew that was going to happen. Hopefully they don't save the really damning ones for November 9th. But it does show that this is why the FBI was so reluctant to recommend Hillary for indictment with the DOJ. was because they knew this led to the White House. And we said this on this show months ago, that there's no way you would ever tell me the president had no communication with his Secretary of State. Now, what we're finding out is that these surrogates, the Obama surrogates, they're out there saying he had no way of knowing what her email address was, because her name is just loaded into the phone. Well, guess what? Someone knew. It's called a whitelist. We'll talk about the whitelist when we come back. Hang in there, guys.
When I host my family, my mom says, Carol, you have this magical way of making us all so comfortable. Yes, Mom, the comfort elves work very hard at that. The truth is, I have thecompanystore.com. Everything's made with the ultimate comfort. Now, if I just had some cleanup elves.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said. But it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. It's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn? Well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. You know, I've tackled a few roles in my time on the football field, in movies and television, and right here behind the broadcast microphone. Today, I've taken on a new role to tell you about the local experts at Solar Optimum. Solar Optimum is California's leading provider of high-quality, affordable solar energy. And now, they're offering a special deal you won't want to miss. So listen up. Through October 31st, Solar Optimum is offering a complete solar energy system with no money down and no monthly payments during the first year of ownership. And after the first year, payments are a low $76. Plus, not a single penny goes toward upfront costs. Best of all, you own the system. How great is that? Call 818-745-1489 today to get in on this offer. That's 818-745-1489.
Monthly payment available on approved credit. Complete details available at solaroptimum.com. California license number 972228.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. I promise we're going to get to some polls. I promise I have polls in front of me. Again, there is just so much here. You can't unpack all of this. You would need a six-hour show with an audience just strapped to their seat listening to you to get all of this stuff in because it's, I mean, 20,000 emails. 20,000, 10,000 more to go. We have 12 days left. Now we got to parse through 10,000 more emails. And now this Obamacare stuff, they had to see this coming. They had to know it was coming. In Arizona, there will be a 116% increase in a silver level package in the premium costs. 40% in North Carolina, 53% in Pennsylvania, 80% in New York, 93% in New Mexico. If the Democrats ever had any illusions of trying to win Arizona, I think they're out. But these are the ads that Donald Trump has to get on the TV or at least go and buy that half an hour airtime. And it's got to be soon. It's got to be soon. You have to know that the Democrats have something else up their sleeve. They will refuse to lose this. Something else will come out this weekend, maybe tomorrow, so it carries the whole weekend cycle, perhaps late next week. They have something else. It looks to me like Donald Trump has no October surprise. Maybe not. He's getting them kind of handed to him. WikiLeaks, the Obamacare thing, Project Veritas. It seems like they might not have had a plan for a late October, early November. Who knows? Surprise. But getting back to this whitelist thing. See, President Obama carries a BlackBerry, okay? That's what the presidents have carried since BlackBerries have been around. Now, you just can't call the president's BlackBerry. That's not possible. It's whitelisted. They whitelist numbers. So somebody has to put in all the numbers and the contacts and the emails and texts or whatever communication issues with that BlackBerry, somebody has to put in the numbers that that phone will accept. You just can't say, hey, what's up, Barry? You can't give him a call. Can't happen. So somebody had to put in Hillary Clinton's email into that BlackBerry. Otherwise, he never would have gotten it. So somebody is complicit at the White House level. This is not up for debate. That's what we're seeing. Now, the surrogates are going around on all the different shows saying, well, how would he know? Because unless you click the name at the top of the email, you'd never know the domain name. Well, somebody had to know the domain name because it had to go in that BlackBerry. They have been protecting this president all along. All along. The FBI is acting sort of as the president's bodyguard now. Sort of his PR department. Can't let him get in trouble. They've let all their values go. And I don't mean the individual agents. I don't mean the agents. I mean the DOJ. I mean the FBI, the head of the FBI, James Comey. These people have thrown every bit of value out in order to protect Hillary and to protect Obama. Our nation's best and brightest law enforcement agency should not act as the press department or the cover-up department or the fixer department, the Ray Donovan department for the White House. That is not their job. They have taken it upon themselves at this juncture to do that. And that's offensive. You know, someone like me growing up, I wanted to be an FBI. Everyone wanted to be an FBI agent. Right? It was so cool. You watch, like, the X-Files and that stuff. You wanted to be that. Now, I would steer my kids away from that. I would. You can't get caught up in that. And here's people, husbands, wives, doing this investigation, probably putting big strains on their marriages, just to have the FBI director and the assistant director, whose wife got just a ton of money to run for state senate in Virginia from Clinton's closest ally, just to say, nope, sorry, don't care what you did. We're going to make the decision up for you. That's offensive. That's why you're seeing FBI agents lawyer up. They're all getting lawyers. And they're going to testify. And they're going to see what they're allowed to and what they're not allowed to say in front of Congress. But it's all going to be too late. It's all going to be too late. What are they going to do? Are the Republicans going to go in to impeach Hillary Clinton? Never happened. Just like the Republicans were too scared to impeach the first black president, they will be too scared to impeach the first female president. And the Democrats and the progressives and the liberals are well aware of this. Well aware of it. The GOP, the Republicans, they are spineless. Spineless. No backbone whatsoever. And it starts from the top down. You know, most of us aren't voting for Donald Trump because we think he's a good Republican. We're voting for him to keep Hillary Clinton out of the White House, to keep this corruption, generations of corruptions away from the nuclear button, away from the White House, away from pay to play. We're not doing it as a favor for Paul Ryan. Come on. I would never do a favor for Paul Ryan. And in fact, he probably wants Clinton. That way he can go back to Wisconsin's first district every 2 years and say, I'm fighting for you. I'm fighting Hillary for you. They always like playing it that way, but you can't play it this way. This could be it. Like I said before, we have to prepare to either A, rebuild our nation with Donald Trump, or B, defend our nation against Hillary Clinton. That's the options here. It's a dire decision we have to make. And I'm begging you, please, do not listen to what the media is telling you. Go out there and vote. You have to vote. You have to wear your red shirt and you have to vote. And you know what? I'm going to tell you about an app. All right? We have an app here that you can bring to the polling place with you. And if you see any kind of shenanigans, you can report it on this app. I bet it's going to be a pretty busy app on November 8th. All right, we got some things to round out here when we get back. Hang in there, guys. You're listening to The Rhino Report.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right. In Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Get ready to laugh at the all-new Grandview Lounge at Michael Gunn's South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. Home of great comedy, where they present Drew Lynch.
I can do an hour with, like, 10 minutes of material.
Last year's America's Got Talent runner-up, Drew Lynch. Sunday, October 30th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are only $20.
Haggling don't work so well for me.
Get your tickets at southpointcasino.com. Come see Drew Lynch at the Grandview Lounge at Michael Gunn's South Point Hotel, Casino.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of today's Rhino Report. You can find all the old episodes on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. I have to get some polls in here. I realize we're way over. We're way over. We need like a 25-hour show. It just, there's so much to talk about. Anyway, Fox News poll. Not bad. Trump is down 3 here. He was down 6 last week, and he was down 7 2 weeks ago. So he's going in the right direction. His enthusiasm numbers are good. He's plus there. 68% of Trump supporters are strongly committed to him. 61% of Hillary supporters are brain dead. I mean, strongly committed to her. So he wins there. That's pretty good. Independence. Big numbers here. 13. He's up by 13 now. He was up by 7 a week ago, and it was tied 2 weeks ago. So I think the independents are the ones really absorbing all of this stuff. Maybe they're the ones paying a lot of attention. That's very possible. Very possible. Because they know they decide these elections. So, you know, they're right there. Everyone in this poll thinks that Hillary would do a better job on foreign policy, immigration, terrorism. Trump wins on economy. No one thinks Trump is qualified to be president in this poll, but at the same time, what does qualified mean? I mean, that's a very, very subjective term. LA Times poll, Trump is up by 1 right now, about the same numbers as usual, picking up some support in the some college area. The white vote is holding steady with a plus 19. Gender gap is 26 points. He's down with females at 12, down 12 males, he's up 14. So a 26-point gender gap. The perception here is not good. Only 37% of people in this LA Times poll think that Donald Trump could actually win on November 8th. It has spread out quite a bit since the debates and also the Billy Bush video. So that's LA Times. You have Rasmussen today shows Clinton up one. ABC tracking, like I said, they went from Clinton plus 12 to now Clinton plus 6. And they'll probably be Clinton plus 5 tomorrow. But then by Sunday, it'll be Clinton plus 8 or 9. Watch, I'm going to guarantee that right now. So they can put that number out on the Sunday morning shows. Economist YouGov is a garbage poll. IBD, Investors Business Daily, shows Clinton up 2. She's holding steady right there. Donald Trump did have a lead there earlier in the week. Michigan, Clinton plus 7, according to the Detroit Free Press. So if that means anything to you. And Fox 2 Detroit, Clinton up 6. So he's under 10. Under 10 in Michigan and in Wisconsin, Minnesota. So very possible. And those could be states he may need. You may need. All right, really quickly, just to round this out here, before you go vote, okay, you need to go onto your iPhone or your Android and download something called Vote Stand. Vote Stand will let you report any sort of shenanigans you see going on. If you see anything going on in these polling places, you can take a picture if it's allowable by law in your state, or you can write in. You can put it all out there, and they're already getting some out of California, Florida, and Texas. People are using this app to now report, some, whether it's fraud or just something not working right, or if it's intimidation, anything you see, any kind of problem in your voting election district, you can report it on this app, Vote Stand. It was put out by the organization called True the Vote. They put it out there, and I think they'll do well. I think you'll probably see maybe a whole basket of deplorables downloading this app and using it. Where they go after this with this app, I have no idea. Maybe it's not a great tech company idea, but it's a good idea for this election because of all the talk about the fraud and the rigging. Hey, we'll see. We'll see. So go get that. Go wear your red shirt. Go vote, and we'll see each other tomorrow. A big thank you to everybody out there who serves our country at home and abroad, and a huge thank you to everyone in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. Please, please, please be safe. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great, great day, everybody. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out. I'm back in the New York.